Almonds are a huge industry here in the San Joaquin Valley. But without honeybees to pollinate the trees, there would be no harvest. By some estimates, as much as 90% of the country's bees are trucked to California for the almond bloom. In 2014, however, beekeepers nationwide reported that almost half of all honeybee colonies had collapsed, a terrifying time for growers. But one recent study is helping to untangle the mystery, and thanks to an industry partnership, it's already changing how the crop is managed. FM89's Carrie Klein spoke with Reed Johnson, the senior author on the study and an entomologist at The Ohio State University.
Honeybees have been having a hard time, probably for at least the last decade, maybe even the last couple decades. And it's not that people can't keep bees. It's like the difficulty level on keeping bees alive has just gotten turned way up. And it's just much more challenging than it used to be. And that's because of varroa mites, which is this parasitic mite that sucks the bee's fat body and transmits viruses between different bee populations, is a culprit number one in probably a lot of the problems bees are facing. But that's not to let pesticides off the hook. And so then I set out to test the different insecticides and fungicides that are applied to almonds during bloom when the bees are present there, to see if any of them alone or in combination could cause the kind of symptoms that the beekeepers were reporting, the harm to their colonies. And what we found is that the one insecticide is harmful to developing bees, really regardless of whatever it's tank mixed with. But in another case, we found an insecticide that is safe for bees, at both adult and larval bees, but when it's tank mixed with a fungicide and applied at the same time, it's likely that it can kill both adult bees and larval bees.
Now, there has been some other research on, you know, common insecticides or pesticides in general on, you know, their impact on honeybees. You know, what led you to believe that that might not be the full story, that you might want to look at combinations of chemicals rather than just each one individually?
Well, I mean, almonds is a really interesting situation because everything that goes on almonds, none of it is, you know, known to be that toxic to bees. Otherwise, it wouldn't be applied to almonds during bloom. I mean, The growers are paying a lot of money to bring in these bees, and they don't want to do anything that they think would harm them. So, I mean, they were applying these things with good intentions. It didn't say anything on the label that it was going to harm the bees. And that kind of led me to suspect that there might be some interaction going on here, because it's quite common to save on labor costs and the carbon emissions of driving a sprayer through the field. They can just combine an insecticide and a fungicide in a tank mix and save all that application cost and put them both on at the same time. And I suspected that that's actually a fairly common practice, and I suspected that that might be the root cause of the problems beekeepers were seeing.
Right, and so you decided to expose these bees, both adults and their larvae, to a number of common insecticides and fungicides. Tell me a little bit more what you found.
The one that kills larvae specifically, and this is regardless of what fungicide it's tank mixed with, is called Demelan. And this is a classic insect growth regulator kind of insecticide in that it doesn't kill insects like immediately. It only kills developing insects because the chitin that it's inhibiting the synthesis of is what makes up the insect's exoskeleton. And so it kills developing insects because adult insects don't need to develop a new exoskeleton. They already have one. So it only is effective against like caterpillars or grubs or apparently larval bees as well. The other insecticide-fungicide combination was the insecticide called Altacor. And this is a new class of insecticides that targets insect muscle action. And it can be very effective against many insect pests, and it has a really good bee safety profile. It doesn't appear to harm bees at all, larvae or adults, when applied alone. But in combination with a fungicide called Tilt or propiconazole, what we think is happening is that fungicide is inhibiting the ability of the bees to break down that insecticide. And just like when we take a drug, that drug is safe for us because we're able to break it down and metabolize it. But if you take too much, you get an overdose and you could be in trouble. And we think what's happening is this fungicide is essentially causing the bees to overdose on this insecticide. They can't break it down and metabolize it like they normally would, and they become poisoned as a result.
And I imagine that almonds are not the only crop where that occurs, right? I mean, is it possible that combinations and interactions of these pesticides for other crops could also be impacting honeybee populations.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's quite common that things are applied in a tank mix because there are a lot of advantages to do that from the applicator's perspective. And unfortunately, none of these pesticides are tested in combination with each other as part of their registration with the US EPA to make sure that they're not outright dangerous for pollinators.
And so this is one study, you know, one piece of research. You know, what do you think should come next? I mean, what do you think are the next steps here? And should the agricultural community be making any changes based on what you found?
Well, I think the big change that can be made is to not apply insecticides during bloom. And even if it's claimed to be safe, I mean, there could be the potential for interactions there. And I mean, I'm based in Ohio, so I'm not an expert on almond agriculture, but I know that there are other opportunities to control insect pests before bloom or after bloom when the bees are not present. As to what's next, well, we only looked at a fairly short list of the fungicides, and the pesticide world is constantly changing with new products coming on and old products going away. So we actually have some work to do in testing the next round of fungicides, as well as some of the adjuvants. These are compounds that can increase the rain fastness or the penetration of a pesticide application, looking at the interaction between those adjuvants and the fungicides and insecticides to see if the presence of those in the tank mix makes the whole combination more toxic to bees or not.
Okay, well, Reed Johnson, entomologist at The Ohio State University, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks a lot.